Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Felder. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Kiefer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Juan Castillo. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Chris Bosio. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting second. The left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor takes first base on ball four. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder bunts towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to second. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Hassey and he is safe. Molitor steals third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Calderon. Yount reaches second base with a double. Molitor scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Baines reaches second base with a double. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 0. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Hassey reaches second base with a double. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hassey scores. It's Brewers, 1, White Sox, 1. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kiefer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bozzio fields it and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to second. Two outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0-for-0 in the game. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Felder. The throw from Hassey and he is safe. Felder steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felder scores. It's 2-1, Brewers. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. Deer hits a pop-up towards short. Gillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Gillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gillen hits a fly ball into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-1 in the game. Redus hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Baines hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Schroeder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiefer hits a fly ball into left field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-1 in the game. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-1 in the game. Calderon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 2, White Sox, 2. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hassey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Bozzio scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. Hassey moves to second. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hassey moves to third. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0-for-1 in the game. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0-for-1 in the game. Manrique hits a pop-up towards short. Sviam misplays the ball. That's an error on Sviam. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Felder. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Manrique moves to third. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-2 in the game. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manrique scores. Guillen moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-2, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Guillen scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baines moves to second. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0-for-1 in the game. Felder hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen misplays the ball. That's an error on Guillen. Felder moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Felder moves to third. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 2 in the game. Deer hits a line drive towards short. Gielen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kiefer hits a line drive into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0 for 2 in the game. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Castillo. Walker scores. Williams moves to third. It's 5-2, White Sox. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gielen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 2 in the game. Schroeder hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0 for 2 in the game. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0 for 2 in the game. Felder takes first base on ball 4. Molitor moves to second. Jim Wynn now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Felder moves to third. It's 5-4, White Sox. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 3 in the game. Deer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5. And the Brewers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Calderon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hassey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Calderon moves to third. Bill Lindsay pinch runs for Ron Hassey. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Calderon scores. Lindsay moves to second. It's 6-4, White Sox. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-3 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Lindsay moves to third. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Deer. Williams reaches second base with a double. Deer throws the ball into Kiefer, who tags Williams trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Lindsay scores. Lyons goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Lindsay now catching. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kiefer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Redus. Kiefer reaches second base with a double. Brock moves to third. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Schroeder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brock scores. Kiefer scores. It's 8-6, White Sox. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Ernie Riles pinch hits for Juan Castillo. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a fly ball into left field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0-for-3 in the game. Sviam strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Aldrich now pitching. Steve Kiefer now playing second base. Ernie Riles now playing third base. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Guillen. The throw from Schroeder and he is safe. Guillen steals second. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Redus for the out. Dillon moves to third. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Felder hits a fly ball into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff pinch hits for Rob Deere. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.